You can join in this conversation a couple of different ways. Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Give us a follow on there, too. And, of course, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Liv the Web Girl, how old are you again?
I'm 24.
All right, so you're right there in the middle, kind of everybody on the show. And you're old as hell.
I know. I'm not in the middle. I'm the youngest of everyone on the show.
You're acting like it. You're acting like you're my grandpa now after what you texted us yesterday.
I
What's
know.
Going on?
I
What's the problem?
I wanted to throw up in my mouth after this. But I was in the kids club, like the daycare that I work at the gym.
Yeah.
And there was this little girl, and she was like kind of like just playing and stuff. And she was like, oh, I've got to check my mail. And she like grabbed like a kid toy iPad. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I got to check my iPad for the mail. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so weird. You like know what email is. And I was like, do you know what snail mail is? And she's like, what? And I was like, did you know like mail comes in like on paper to your house? And she was like, no, it doesn't. Like, you're lying. Like, mail comes on the iPad.
Oh my gosh.
Or the iPhone. And I was just like stunned. I was like, oh my gosh, this girl is like probably 5. And she literally has no idea what snail mail is.
Wow.
Does not know the concept at all, but knows what like email is
right.
on an iPad.
That's shocking.
And she doesn't even call it email. She just calls it mail.
Right.
Like, that's just mail to her.
Wow.
So I was like, there's so many things that these like little kids are never going to have to like suffer through, or like even like things that they're just like never going to even know existed.
Yeah.
833 Joe Alex, if you can add to this list that mail is the big thing that opened it up. 833-563-2539. I don't think kids are ever going to know. Speaking of mail and internet, you're not going to know the pain and frustration of trying to dial up and connect just to get onto the internet. Everything is so quick and accessible. Everything's right now is just right on your Wi-Fi and your router, like no problem.
Does Liv know? Do you know what dial-up is?
I've heard of it, but like I don't know if I've ever used it.
Wait, you never had dial-up?
I don't believe so.
I had dial-up.
Get up, Mom!
For a very short amount of time.
Get off the phone! Please.
It was the worst of me and my sister. Like, we'd like wake up at 3 a.m. and try to sneak online. No, you can't, because that would definitely wake my parents up, the modem.
Yeah. If my phone doesn't load something within like 5 seconds, I freak out.
You're like, what's going on,
I
Zuckerberg?
I know. I
what
freak
is this?
Out.
You're like, guys, we're being attacked by terrorists. Something's happening here. My Wi-Fi's out. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
I mean, there's so many things I feel like today's kids don't know. Like, they don't know cassette tapes, whether that's, like, for music or VHS. They don't know rewinding it before you have to take it back to the video store.
See,
the VHS, yeah.
I don't think we ever used cassette tapes. Tapes were, like, done.
You'd have CDs?
CDs, yeah.
Okay. No, Alex brings up a good point. Like, cassettes, it would suck if your thing would, like, eat your actual tape and you tried to wind it back. Or it's like, oh, it was
with the ribbon?
Yeah, that would just be terrible. It's funny, though, too, because, like, you would say they don't know about vinyl, but vinyl is so popular now, making a comeback, that everyone's like, oh, yeah, I love vinyl. It's the coolest thing ever.
It's, like, hip. Well, and they will never understand the stress of trying to design your MySpace page.
That's true.
Never know the stress of that.
But also, I don't think they realized the beauty of MySpace. Like, it was cool. You could have the background. You'd have a little, like,
oh
cursor
my gosh.
Thing.
There was
profile
so
songs.
Much you could do with it.
833-JOE-ALEX. Let's kick things off with Tim. Hey, Tim. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are kids nowadays not going to know about?
What's up, Big Joe?
What up, man?
Well, I'm 37 now, and I took some of my first college courses over dial-up.
No way.
Oh, they had online classes back then?
Yeah, I took them at IUPUI. For sure. They sure did. And I also remember playing like Duke Nukem over dial-up on Windows 95.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you know what you bring up, too? Did you ever do AIM Messenger?
Like, no,
where you could
where
you could instant message people on AOL?
No, I never used AOL. That's another thing. You know, if somebody has an AOL address, they're at least like 55 plus.
Yes,
100%.
They're still rocking it. Hey, thank you, Tim, for calling in to the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to Candace. Hey, Candace, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Not much. What do you want to say?
So I'm a teacher, and I teach second grade. And so we read a story about a video store, and they had no idea what it was, like a Blockbuster.
No.
Because they watch everything on YouTube and Netflix. Like, they had zero idea what a video was. So
that's
I had to bring
insane.
Them in.
I remember, like, back in the day, like, going to the movie store, whether it was, like, a Family Video or, like, a Blockbuster, whatever it is, that was the coolest thing ever.
Gosh,
like,
it was so fun.
Occasionally, if I got a good grade, I'm like, Mom, can I rent that PS2 that's out? Like, they'd have, like, a big box where you could take the video console home. That was the coolest thing in the world for me.
Well, I also remember, as far as Netflix goes, I remember having to order my movies through the mail, and then the DVDs would come through the mail, and you'd have to wait till the next DVD came. That was Netflix originally.
I remember that. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot that that's what it originally was.
Hey, Jennifer, you're on the Joe and Alex show. I think you have a good one here. What are kids nowadays not going to know or remember?
The manual window roller. Like window to make the window go down.
Oh, the crank.
Yeah.
But yes, my daughter and I were in an older car, and she just got the biggest kick out of that. She called it a spinner, a window spinner. And she was like, oh my gosh, when you crank the spinner, the windows go down. She was so excited about that. And that's something that kids will never know about.
You're right. So
we
funny.
Love it, Jennifer. Thank you for calling in. Hey, Jackie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you have?
Like I said, believe it or not, paper homework. I was talking to my cousin about his homework, and I was like, well, did you bring your textbooks home? He goes, what do you mean? And I'm like, your textbooks. You know, you open your book, and you look inside of it, and you figure out what your paper homework is. And he's like, no, we do all our homework on iPads.
What?
And I'm like, are you kidding? Yeah, he goes to a school in Ohio, and the kid doesn't know what textbooks or paper homework is. Yeah. So I was like, you got to be kidding me. I'm turning 26 this year, and it blew my mind.
Well, I have seen kids have paper homework recently, so maybe it's just his school.
Well, no, they're like all the schools where I'm from, like in Northern Kentucky, they've all transferred over to tablets and iPads.
That way you can do your work from home, like you never miss school.
Well, I was just around a kid like 2 nights ago, and she had paper homework. But I mean,
how old was she?
I'm sure it's about to change. She's 8.
Yeah, so it might be like younger grades. They have no really use for like to use an iPad.
I absolutely love Fela's. You got to go to her.
All right, Fela, we'll wrap it up with you. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What are kids nowadays never going to know about?
That little save icon on like Google Docs or any like Microsoft Words. It's the 3-inch floppy disk, and they have no idea.
The kids are like, "Why is that the save button?"
Oh my gosh, I didn't even realize that. Yeah, that's insane.
So anytime you have to save, they have no idea why you have to click that save button and what the purpose is.
You're so right.
I didn't. Oh my gosh.
Do you even know what a floppy disk is, Liz?
She doesn't.
Have you ever touched one?
So I used to play
floppy disk.
With them.
He said floppy disk. Did you touch a floppy disk? That's what he was asking.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
You okay over there?
I just got that.
Thank you. I have to repeat my joke 7 times. Eventually, they're somewhat funny.